Hey, man, if you need any parts for a car, or even if you need a car, go to Stabs, 1300 Thomas Road. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Last but not least, Service Master, Brent Alexander, 50763. We want to give a shout out to him and to all of you out there that are praying for me. I know you're listening in Jesus' name. Whatever you desire to do to be a blessing to this ministry, most important thing, continue to pray for us, and you can write us at P.O. Box 9383. That's Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. Or call us at 318-503-4710. And may the Lord richly bless you in Jesus' name.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our Bishop, with an anointing sermon already in progress, Bishop Tommy Morris.
What you gain from all your stress is just the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm good.
Good enough to handle my bills.
So good.
Good enough to raise my kids. Best is the best, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm good.
Father, yes, Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we come before you right now, dear God. Father, asking right now, dear God, that you be with us tonight, dear God. Father, as I come before your people tonight, dear God, I pray, Father, that every word that is spoken, dear God, is a word that's been given by you, Lord God. I ask prayer right now, dear God, for those that are sick tonight, dear God. And Father, I ask, dear God, that you continue to be with us, dear God, and strengthen our hearts and our mind, dear God. Give us a mind, dear God, to stand. When we've done all we can do, Lord God, give us a mind to just stand, dear God, to trust and believe in your word right now, dear Jesus. Father, we thank you. We magnify you right now. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, come on and give God a hand clap of praise. Come on and praise God in the name of Jesus Christ. Truly giving honor to Christ Jesus tonight. Amen. The Alpha and the Omega. He is the great I am. He is the King of all kings. Lord of lords. There is none but Christ Jesus who can save us. Amen. He shed his blood for us. Amen. He shed his blood so that we can have a right to the tree of life, to have eternal life. Giving honor to him tonight. Truly, we thank God, amen, for the founder of this good organization, our co-founder and pastor, Bishop and Pastor Mulberry. Come on, give them a hand clap of praise. Over 30 years ago, amen, founded this great organization. Ministry grew fast, global. Amen. Thank God for them paving the way. Amen. I thank God, amen, for each and every one of you tonight. Associate Pastor Mosey, Elder McKinley, we thank God for you. To everybody in their positions, we thank God for you. Amen. Truly want to let you know I love you tonight. Amen. And I wouldn't go any further, amen, without thanking God for my family. Amen. And the queen of my beehive, Amen. The queen of my beehive, amen. The lady of my household, the mother of my children. Man of one wife, ain't looking for now another one. Prophetess Morris, I thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for all of you. You may have your seats, amen. I don't profess, amen, to know everything. Matter of fact, I don't know nothing. But when it comes to the Word of God, amen, the Holy Ghost knows all. We're living in a time, amen, where people would rather believe a lie than to believe the truth. We're living in a time, amen, where just about anything goes. But we're truly living in the last days when you can see the things that are written in the Word of God taking place right before your eyes. And it's all over the news. Wherever you turn, it's all over the newspaper and just everywhere you turn. And it's amazing to me, but not really, where one man can be drilled through the mud for accusations. Whereas if another, amen, when you have his words, his voice, his video, his picture, his actions, and everything else, amen, and then nothing be done at all. People would rather believe a lie, amen, than to believe the truth. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful tonight, amen, that the people in the state of Alabama spoke. And tonight I want to give a special thanks, amen, not just to the people of color in that particular state, but I'd like to give thanks, amen, tonight to all of the strong black women tonight. Come on, you might as well give it up, it's true. You might as well give it up. If it had not been for the black woman, amen, we would truly be living another step in the opposite direction, in the wrong direction. But I thank God tonight. Amen. Let's go to the word, amen. Amen. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, amen. But we're truly living in a time, amen, where we'd rather believe, amen, a lie than to believe the truth. Amen. And tonight, amen, we want to cover what God has given me to give you tonight, amen, and then we'll get out your way, amen. Amen. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. Ask Elder McKinley to read me. Start with the very first verse, amen. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. Everybody there say amen. 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 What did it say?
Now we beseech you, brethren.
Now we beseech you, brethren. This is Paul. Amen. Come on.
By the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
And by our gathering together unto him.
What did it say?
That ye be not soon shaken in mind.
First of all, the word of God say, don't be soon shaken in mind, amen, come on.
Or be troubled. Neither by spirit.
In other words, neither by spiritual communication.
Nor by
spiritual demonstration. Amen. Don't be shaken. Come on.
Nor by word.
By word, which means by the teaching, by the preaching, amen, by the discourse, which means debate, amen, or by the reasoning or argument or fluent speaking, amen, of the word of God. Come on.
Nor by letter as from us.
Nor by a letter as from us, amen. Come on.
As that the day of Christ is at hand.
Amen. This part of the word, amen, had false teaching had come to the Thessalonians, amen, with a letter that had been forged, amen, by the name of Paul. So it was some forging going on. Come on. What did you say?
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Let no man deceive you by any means. We're living in a time, amen, where people would rather believe a lie than to believe the truth. Come on.
For that day shall not come.
Uh-huh.
Except there come a falling away first.
First of all, two things got to take place. First of all, God said there's going to be a falling away. Come on.
And that man of sin be revealed.
And the man of sin is going to be revealed. Come on.
The son of perdition.
The son of perdition. Come on.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God.
Lift himself up above everything that is called God. It's going to come a time when people are going to do that. When someone is going to lift themselves above God and above the word of God. Whether it be by word, amen, whether it be by letter, amen, or whether it be by speech, amen, whatever it might be, it's going to come a time, amen, when someone is going to try to uplift themselves above the word of God. Come on.
Or that is worship.
Uh-huh.
So that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God.
Uh-huh.
Showing himself that he is God.
Uh-huh.
Remember ye not that when I was yet with you,
mm-hmm.
I told you these things.
God said he told us these things.
And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time.
In his time. Seven verse, what it say?
For the mystery of iniquity do already work.
Uh-huh.
Only he who now letteth will let.
Uh-huh.
Until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed.
Then shall that wicked be revealed.
Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Yes.
Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders.
Particular attention to verses 10 through 12. Come on.
And with all deceivableness.
Deceivableness.
Of unrighteousness.
Unrighteousness.
In them that perish.
Uh-huh.
Because they receive not the love of the truth.
Because they receive not the love of the truth. Come on.
That they might be saved.
Come on.
And for this cause.
For this cause. Listen to this very closely. Verses 11 and 12.
God shall send them strong delusion.
God shall send them strong delusion. Delusion means mistakes. Amen. Disbelief. Unbelief. Error. People will come a time where God is going to send us where people will believe a lie rather than believe the truth. Come on.
That they all might be damned who believe not the truth.
That they all may be damned that not believe the truth.
But have pleasure in unrighteousness.
But have pleasure in unrighteousness. Skip to the 15th verse.
Verse number 15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast.
Uh-huh.
And hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or epistle.
Therefore, brethren, two things you need to do. Stand fast, thank you, and hold to the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. The word of God makes it clear, amen, why he's going to send a strong delusion. Because people refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, amen, God sends a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that they all may be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delight in wickedness and unrighteousness. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come before you once again, dear God. Speak through these lips of clay, dear God, that your word may be delivered to your people tonight, dear God. Father, I thank you, I magnify you, give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and give God a hand clap of praise, everybody. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. If I had to choose, amen, a topic for tonight's message, amen, it would be, amen, the deceiver. Subtopic, amen. Tell the devil I canceled my contract. Tell the devil I canceled my contract. Amen. There will come a time, amen, that God is going to, amen, allow. Amen. He said a strong delusion is going to come among the people because they refuse to believe the truth. They refuse to believe what the word says. They refuse to believe, amen, what the letter says, amen. There's going to come a time where God is going to allow that because people are going to try to place themselves above the word of God. Don't let no one deceive you, amen. The 15th verse, amen, says, amen. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold to the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Don't let anyone deceive you. Stand fast in that which is of God, amen. St. John, amen, the 8th chapter and 44th verse says, you are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. From the very beginning, he's tried to take you out. From the very beginning, amen, he's tried to overthrow things, amen. He tried to run heaven. He tried to run God, amen. He got ran out of there. Him and one-third of the angels with him, amen. Abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. When he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. Satan can't do any righteousness. His job, amen, his whole desire is to cause you to not be righteous as well. He's going to come to deceive you in every which way that he can. And the thing about it is he's not going to attack you, amen, on the things that you are able to conquer or the things that you have conquered. He's going to come to you, amen, with the things that you still having trouble with, the things that you're still having trouble overcoming, amen, the things that you still find yourself sinning time after time after time and repenting over and over and over. He's going to come to you with the things, amen, where he know that you're weak. He's going to try his best to deceive you, amen, just like he deceived from the very beginning. Amen. Did God say? God, you don't have to do what God say. He know that because the very first time you do that, you're going to understand and know everything that he knows. You're going to come into the knowledge of the truth just like him. So Galatians, the 5th chapter, amen, tells me to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again by the yoke of bondage. We're free. You don't have to be entangled anymore by bondage. Stand fast. And this word deceit, amen, you have two words here, amen, that I want to focus on tonight in the word of God. You have deceit, amen, which is derived from deceiver, which is part of our message tonight, the deceiver. And I want everybody to tell the devil that I canceled my contract tonight. For deceit, amen, is the action of practice or deceiving someone by concealing or misrepresenting the truth. The devil will conceal everything, amen, and it'll make it sound real good to you. He'll make it look real good to you. Matter of fact, he'll make it feel real good to you, amen. But he's concealing, amen, those misunderstandings, those misrepresentations, amen, and he's allowing you, amen, to partake in those things because he wants to conceal, amen, the truth from you. But tell the devil I canceled my contract. Amen. And then receipt, amen. Receipt means to be given or to present with or paid or action of revealing something. When you eat at a restaurant, amen, when you finish eating, amen, you receive a what? A receipt. You receive your bill and then you pay for it and you get a receipt, right? The receipt is your proof that you have paid for what you just consumed. Am I right about it? So you receive a receipt when you, amen, just finished eating something, and you realize, amen, that on your check, just the opposite of that, when you realize on that same check that you just received, amen, that there's something on your tab, amen, that shouldn't be on there, amen, that you didn't ask for. Prime example, if you thought that the drinks was refillable for free, and then all of a sudden you find out that you paid 7 charges for some lemonade, now you've been what, D? You've been deceived because you was under the impression, amen, that the drinks was refillable. Well, the thing about it is you feel that you have to do something about it, amen, because something is what? Something is wrong. And that's what it is when things have been, when the deceiver comes about, Something is always wrong. Amen. Remember that. There's nothing good in the deceiver. Amen. There's nothing righteous in the deceiver. Everything about the deceiver is wrong. Amen. Just like when you receive your receipt and something on there that should not be, you're going to do something about it. Yes. So what you're going to do about it is you're going to turn to the receipt. Yes. And see, the thing about it is, it's two parts to that. The only thing that's different by the second part of both those words, receipt and deceit, receive and deceive, C-E-I-V-E is the same. The difference between the two is the re and the D. The re and the D. The re means to receive. The D means to deceive. So in other words, God has already given you the receipt. He's already paid, amen, full price for everything for you. There's nothing wrong, amen. God has already given this life, amen. Seed in itself means to grasp or take. What makes the two words significant is the difference between the two. When you put it all together, when you talk about receive, you talk about grasping something back. So when you come to be deceived, when the devil comes deceiving you, amen, remember to grab something back. You can go back to the one that gave you the receipt, amen, that paid all the blood for you. You can always take your receipt back, amen, as your receipt is your proof. The blood that he shed for us, amen, is our proof, amen. So whenever the deceiver comes, amen, you break the truth back on him, amen. You understand, amen, that God has already paid the price, amen. It doesn't matter what it seems like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It doesn't matter what people say, amen. It doesn't matter what people think, amen. Amen. God has already paid the price. God has already put it on paper for you. God has already went to the cross, amen, and shed his blood, amen, so that you and I may have the right to the tree of life. In other words, so that you and I can have eternal life, amen. And the thing about it is, the devil ain't going to ever stop trying. You have to understand that the devil is not going to stop trying to deceive you. He's not going to stop trying, amen, to cause you to error. He's not going to stop to cause you to be unrighteous. He's not going to stop to try to cause you to do wickedness, evilness. He's not going to stop those things. What you have to understand is the fact that you know that when you sit down at that restaurant and enjoy that meal, and when they bring you your tab and your ticket, I'm real good at this. I dissect mine. From the time they lay it on the table till I pay for it, I'm looking at the time that I went in the restaurant, the name of the restaurant, just in case I'm at the wrong one, making sure they didn't charge me anything that they shouldn't have. In other words, I'm looking for something wrong, not necessarily with what's right, because I know I consumed that meal, but at the same time, I know what I just consumed. So why am I saying this? We must know that God has already paid the price. There's nothing else to be paid, amen, for eternal life. What we have to do, amen, is practice, amen, what God has already put into play, what he's already paid for. We got to be able, amen, to tell the devil, amen, that I canceled my contract. Does anybody here feel like canceling their contract tonight? Is there anybody feel they can cancel their contract tonight? Has the devil tried to cause you, amen, to buy into a contract? You have the right, amen, to fight back. And how do you fight back? By receiving God's truth and by receiving God's love. That is the gospel, amen, and the word of God. Grasp back from the things from the original. Grasp back the things, amen, that are true. Grasp back the things that are Christ-like. Grasp back all those things, amen, that are proof on the paper. And that is the receipt of God. You tell the devil I canceled my contract. You tell the devil there's no two-week notice. You let him know, amen, there's no cancellation fees, amen, that God has already paid the price. You have the right to cancel your contract because of fraud, amen, and risk representation. You have the right to cancel your contract because there's a breach in the contract. The devil is trying to block you from eternal life. You tell the devil it's not valid anyway, that he's just trying to deceive me. You got the right to tell the devil, amen, that there's something wrong with this contract. The fine print don't look well to me. The word of God is not fine print, amen. It's magnified for me, amen. I can find his word in red writing. I can find his word in italicized. I can find his word in bold print. I can find his word, amen, in small print. I can find his word any kind of way. He do not try to deceive me. He has not put anything in my contract, amen, that is voidable. He's already paid the price, amen. God has already paid the price. There's no cancellation fees. You tell the devil, amen, there's something wrong. And the thing about any contract, you can call, you can cancel the contract if there's anything wrong with it. If you find out there's anything in your contract that wasn't agreed upon or that you didn't sign for or sign to, it's called a breach of contract. A breach of contract. So you tell the devil right now tonight, the devil, I have breached my contract. There's something wrong with it. I don't believe what you got in the contract, devil. I'm the child of a king. I belong to a royal priesthood. Come on and tell him you love him tonight. Come on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You got to receive the truth. You got to receive the truth. You got to read the proof that's on the paper. Read the truth. Receive the truth. Live the truth. And the truth will set you free. Because he, the Son, that set free is free indeed. There's nothing else to pay for your freedom. There's nothing else to pay for righteousness. We just got to know when the devil comes, amen, that he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. He don't care nothing about you. He don't care nothing about Christ Jesus. He tried to take over in heaven. He tried to take over there. To the point that he deceived one third of the angels. And they got kicked out right along with him. And the thing about it, he can never make it in. I don't care how hard he tried, he can never make it in. And because he can't make it in, he don't want you to make it in either. He don't want you to make it in either. But I have to leave something with you tonight, amen. I will go to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 6 through 8. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. You don't have to share in unrighteousness. You don't have to be, it's okay to be a party poop when the party is all about unrighteousness. It's all right to say no, amen, when everything about what's taking place, amen, is unrighteousness. It's all right, amen, to be cast out, amen, for being cast out for righteousness' sake. It's all right, amen, if people want to say you're a church person or a church this or church that. That's all right, as long as you're doing it for Christ Jesus. Because, see, the thing about it is what's going to happen in the end is that our reward is going to come. Amen. And then the 8th verse says, for we were sometime in darkness, but you're now in the light of the Lord. Walk as children of light. The word of God, amen, is a true word. Whether it is written, whether it is spoken, it is the truth. And if you don't remember anything else tonight, remember the difference between the re and the d. The devil don't like you. He's causing havoc in homes. He's causing havoc in schools. Our nation is in an uproar. People trying their best to get people in that's going to agree with unrighteousness. But we're living in a time, amen, that we got to be aware of our surroundings. As we stand in our local.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our bishop's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschrist.org.